What exactly inspired you to start out on this adventure?
I was sheltering in place in North Carolina and trying to organize some or contribute to some existing mask drives and mutual aid efforts and so forth in areas in the Southwest that were being particularly hard hit by the pandemic, more specifically areas in Indian Country and Navajo Nation and different Pueblo communities. And as I was sitting there, I was feeling as though I wasn't doing enough. So I strapped on my roller skates for the first time in years and went out roller skating where I could take a lane in the road, and be away from people and have some fresh air, get some exercise, clear my mind. And I just thought, well, what if I keep going to the Navajo Nation and try and do a fundraising effort? I was just really inspired by the work that Dr. Rock was doing and trying to think innovatively about ways that I could support it in a time when, resources were sparse, ways that I could make folks in the nation more aware, those who weren't aware, more aware of some of the issues that disproportionately impact Black, Indigenous, and communities of color.
What's the draw of roller skating for you?
Roller skating has been an access point for a lot of communities of color. Historically, you could go and visit a town traveling, and if they had a roller rink, that was usually a space that you could be in. Jam skating and dance skating are different things that communities of color have been engaging in for a long time as a social outlet, as a physical outlet. And so there's some solidarity associated with it. It's a space that's been reclaimed a lot recently by communities of color. And so it's symbolic for those reasons. There's also the element to roller skating that it's fun.
Tell me about the reactions that you're getting or the level of support you might be receiving from people you've met.
Yeah, the level of support is really mixed. Folks are either really receptive, really open, really warm, or downright hostile and aggressive. You get some people that will say things like, "Why are you wasting your time?" One person had said that if Native people just get a job, there wouldn't be an issue. There's definitely some hatred and some animosity there, but with all the hatred and animosity and ignorance, and obstacles that I've faced in those ways, there is so much more love and encouragement and inspiration and hope. I've had people on the side of the road ask me what I'm doing, and I tell them, and they dig deep into their pockets and hand me 79 cents, which is what they have to give at that point in time. In really rural, really poor areas of the country, people can see somebody on roller skates and think it's cool, regardless of where they stand on the political spectrum, regardless of what their beliefs are.
Obviously, there's an emotional, there's a mental challenge here, but it's also a physical challenge for you. What's been the toughest part of roller skating 2,000 miles across the country?
What I didn't anticipate that's ended up being my biggest challenge is my feet. Roller skates, I don't know if you're aware of this, but they're not made for doing ultra marathons. The first, I would say, 2 to 3 weeks, my feet were swollen too big to fit into my roller skates. I actually had to get a pair of roller skates from the Albuquerque Roller Derby League that were a size too big for me because my feet were swelling and going numb in my roller skates that fit me. It's still a daily struggle. Here I am, 1,800, 1,900 miles in, and I'm still padding and taping my feet daily, wearing multiple pairs of socks, wearing compression socks to keep the swelling down. But if it wasn't a challenge, I wouldn't be doing it and people wouldn't be paying attention, right?
Well, Daisy, thanks so much for talking with me today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.